Well, it's time to pack it in, gang. The bull run was short-lived and it's all over. Bitcoin's back down from its all-time high, and there are those who are questioning if we're ever going to see a pre- or post-halving run now this time. After all, if crypto doesn't just go up all the time, what good is it? Of course, while the price of Bitcoin and other coins are down at this very moment, in all likelihood, things are just getting started. We've got the latest stories from the crypto world paired with our version of keen analysis, which is to say, bad analysis. It's right here on this Bad News, episode number 718 of the Bad Crypto Podcast.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, ignition.
Who's bad?
First time and it looked like analysis. I don't how bad is our analysis?
I hope I don't have any anal lice.
If you got anal ISIS, that's like the worst. That's the worst kind of ISIS. You want to talk about a terrorist attack?
It's the anal ISIS.
Hey, shout out to all the listeners right now in the Republic of Bad Cryptopia. You have found your home here in our hearts for this episode of the Bad Crypto Podcast. Joel Comm here, Travis right there. How you doing, good sir?
I'm right here. I'm right here. You're right there.
No, I'm here. You're there.
You're wrong.
Wherever you go, there you are, and you're right there.
Okay, I'm Travis right here.
There.
Beautiful. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. It is a magical day. It is always weird when you see, you know, when you hit the previous all-time high, and then on the journey to the next all-time high, top of the market, there's always these 20, 30% dips along the way, right? And so hopefully this is just one of those dips, and all indicators seem that should be the case.
I hope so. Well, let's go ahead and pull up the coin geckos right now and take a look for those of you watching the video version of this podcast as well. Most of you like to listen to us in your ears, but if you can stomach seeing us with your eyes, then you'll find us on YouTube, Rumble, and Odyssey. Timestamp the 18th of March, 2024 at 4:13 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, which now due to the clock change is also Eastern Standard Time. The total crypto market cap, $2.647 trillion. Bitcoin sitting at 67,126. Ethereum under 3,500 now at 3,492. Solana, really the only strong coin this week during the drop at 199. BNB, 549. XRP, 60 cents. Avalanche is 6,281. And Cardano in the number 10 slot at 65 centavos.
Keep scrolling down a little bit, down to the top 25.
All right, let's go down to the top 20.
Yeah, I guess maybe it was 23 or something. Yeah, 25 right now. Dude, I've been paying attention to internet computer and really diving back into the ecosystem. Mm-hmm. And there's some really great videos out there, folks. If you don't fully understand what this is, I'm convinced that internet computer is the best technology in the blockchain age. And remember when we had that conversation with Dominic Williams, the CEO, and I did reach out to him to see if we can get him back on. But when we chatted with him, he was talking about how when it launched, there were some people at FTX that were pulling some things and pumping up the price and then dumping it and really sort of cratered their launch. And the more I sort of did research on stuff here recently, it seems to me that really was the case. And a lot of big money in Binance and Solana and Ethereum potentially, those guys don't want people to really understand internet computer. And it tells me, I spent probably over this last, since the last show we did, Joel, I bet I've spent 25 hours researching stuff on it, just going back in on internet computer and just going like, wow. So I have a much larger portion in internet computer than I have in any other thing besides Bitcoin now. And it's just, once if people start understanding how powerful it is, and what it can do. Like it's that with especially with the whole new DPIN movement that's happening, the decentralized physical infrastructure type of stuff. People are pushing money into that, and ICP is all about taking all the centralized projects and tools that we use and moving them on chain to their platform. So I just say do your own research on that, because I just the more I study it and the more I dive into it, and you know we advised them back in 2021, and we launched the first pack opening experience of NFTs on one of their platforms there, and I think that just, it looks to me like it's just getting better, Joel.
Excellent. Well, I mean, development is continually taking place, and all of these projects that continue to biddle during the bear market, you would hope that they're all further along now. So, yep, if
That was my
Dominic wants to
thought.
come
I was
back
looking
on.
at it. I was like, it's so weird. It's $5 billion market cap, and Solana just keeps on trucking with potentially inferior technology, and it's almost 100 billion. It's just
Yeah.
weird. Like, what's going on?
Do some math there. Because I
Right.
can't do it myself. So a
Trying to
few
math.
stories here to look at the overall market here on News BTC. They're saying Bitcoin threatens to retreat to $60,000 as bulls seek solid ground. I find that so interesting because just a few short months ago we're wondering when it's at $30,000. Man, 60,000 seems so far away. And of course we set new all-time highs of what 73, 74. $1,000, and there's a pullback right now. Certainly, anytime you see that kind of big movement, right? This year, I think we started January 1st was around 43,000. So to go up 30,000 from the beginning of the year, of course, there's going to be profit taking that goes on. And some say we can go as low as 50 on this round. I really don't know, but I believe personally that it's all temporary. Right,
Yeah.
just pulling back, profit taking, getting ready for the next move up, which we're just what 30 days out from the halving, is that right?
Something about that. Yeah. We're about 3.5, 4 weeks away, I believe. So I've seen different dates. I think last time I saw it, April 15th or ballpark-ish. But it is interesting because it looks like what's happened to us and or the whole crypto space is that because of Bitcoin ETFs, the whole thing has moved. The bull run is earlier than most people would have expected. A lot of times this stuff happens after the halving, Joel. And so
Always.
we're seeing this. And so like that's why this is such a weird bull run. It's like we're hitting historic numbers. And yeah, so a pullback before the halving, that's kind of expected. It seemed like it would dip a bit before it takes off again, but this one is such a weird time to pay attention to it and to have your money. It's so weird. I open up, I look at Coinbase, what's going on today? Whoa, okay, why is that taking off? And why is that dropping? And I think it's just the market with, if you think, BlackRock, Joel, now has almost 1% of all Bitcoin,
Crazy.
right? So these
Them
Bitcoin
and Michael
ETFs,
Saylor.
woo, more, he's got, yeah, they got more than Michael Saylor.
Yeah. Here's your chart. 32 days, 21 hours, 19 minutes, and 6 seconds approximately until block number 840,000. And that's supposed to take place approximately on Saturday, the 20th of April. So we're just, just over a little of a month away from that happening. And of course, people are saying, not every run is the same. We thought last time that we would get beyond 69. From 1,000 to 20,000 was a 20x multiple. Well, from 20 to the next halving, you'd think we would have passed six figures, but we didn't. It was only like almost a four times multiple. So maybe this time, if we're guessing 150,000 is a high, that's a 2x multiple. But because other things, as you said, are happening, including the ETFs, and we've hit a new all-time high pre-halving, that this halving might be different. Of course, it's all just speculation because nobody actually knows what's going to happen. And notice we never go back and go, hey, the person that's making the prediction right now, what did they predict last time? And did that happen? Was their last prediction accurate?
Right.
Or whether we never look back. We don't have time because information's coming at us so quickly. Nobody goes back to the tweets from somebody saying, okay, we're going down to 50. And when we never got below 60, does anybody call them out and said, you said we were going to 50? Never happened.
Right. We should have AI go in and do a look at that and be like, Hey, looky here. You said this and they said that. It's almost like the Jim Cramer effect, right? It's almost like when he says something, you can almost know that it's going to go the opposite way. Now, do we have a chart of Bitcoin that we could pull up conveniently?
We do, in fact, because all I got to do is go to CoinGecko and then I click this little Bitcoin thing there at the top of the market cap. And how far range do you want to see? You want to see the
Let's go
max?
back and look at the last bull run.
Let's look at the last bull run. So that would have been right
Well,
about.
we're kind of close right there. It was pretty good. So what's interesting is you can see here. So there's some people talking about, whoa, are we in a triple top right now? No, even include this bull run too. Include the
All
bull
right.
run that we're in right now. So include all of that. Yeah.
There you
So you
go.
can see we got a top right there at about 67. There's a top at 69. We hit a top at 73. That still to me seems like it's upward, but there were some people freaking out today saying, whoa, maybe we hit a triple top. And a triple top would mean three peaks moving in the same area with pullbacks in between. And it says, hey, maybe this long cycle of Bitcoin is over. And I look at it, I go, that didn't make any sense to me because we're just getting started, right? We're in that optimism phase of the Wall Street, enthusiasm guide of investing, right? And all the indicators say that we're gonna go rock and rolling. But I also look at it, I go, it seems like we're gonna keep trucking up, moving forward, moving upwards. But I always look at it and I think, man, when's the bottom going to fall out of the economy in some ways? It's just like paper money is doing stuff. There's all kinds of indicators talking about how, oh, March is going to be a big month. And oh, and just, I don't know, I need to maybe find this story is that banks are no longer able to borrow money from the Federal Reserve Bank. That thing happened last Monday, the previous Monday. So banks are no longer, if they're insolvent, they can't go and borrow extra money from the Fed anymore. That process has ended. So that tells me there's an end of some weird cycle that's going on here. And today I was thinking, I was like, man, should I pull some out? Are we gonna? And I was like, nope, I'm not gonna just go this and do this as an emotional thing. I'm gonna wait until the 350 day and the 111 day pops, and then it probably 150K Bitcoin somewhere around there. We're not going to be able to predict the top of it, but I'm not going to leave all my assets on there and let them drop 90% like they have before.
Well, nobody can call it. And here's the thing, when you start talking about triple tops, Bitcoin is different than other investments. It's different than stocks because we have other mechanisms that are in play here. The halving is a very real mechanism that takes place every 4 years. The scarcity of the Bitcoin that's coming out. You know, when we look at originally, the first halving took us from 50 Bitcoin per block to 25. The second halving took us from 25 to 12 and a half. Then in 2020, from 12 and a half to 6 and a quarter. And now this is going to take us from 6 and a quarter to 3.125 Bitcoin. Supply is going to run scarcer and demand is increasing. And so, you know, to looking at it objectively, you could say, what does this have to do with traditional charting? And that's my approach to it. Not financial advice. Y'all figure out your own stuff. I've been wrong so many times before. One more time would just be another in a long line of it. What's this deal about Marathon getting mining facilities, Trev?
One of the bigger crypto miners out there, Marathon Digital, is set to buy another mining facility, which is owned by Applied Digital. They're going to pay about $87 million for that. And Marathon Digital is actually interesting, Joel. I think Fred Thiel runs that, and he's like a big he's a big dude in the I remember seeing his name. He's like a big VC guy, if I'm not mistaken.
Is he related to Peter Thiel?
I'm not sure. It's possible.
The
I'm
whole
not sure.
Thiel, the whole Thiel family spreading
I
that
don't know.
money's around.
I don't know.
Okay,
I
so
love that color though. Teal is one of my favorite colors.
meanwhile, you know, El Salvador, who's made some brilliant moves in Bitcoin, apparently they have more than people thought they did, and they moved 400 million in Bitcoin into cold storage just this very week. That's 5,000 Bitcoin, which is what everybody thought they had to begin with. They thought that the wallet that they had held just over 5,000 Bitcoin before, they've moved another 5,000. So that brings their total to over, well, let's see, initially they thought they had 3,000. Okay. So the one that held 5,689 just moved more. So they've got like 8,600 Bitcoin. Good move, Bukele over there for going big on Bitcoin.
Dude, could you imagine how tight the sphincter would be when you're making that transaction, though? Like, you're like, oh my God, that's... oh God, because you know it wasn't Bukele who did it; it was some right. IT guy, and like, oh my God, like,
That's a mega pucker right there. That's what that is. That's pucker after pucker. So there's been an upgrade to Ethereum. Are you aware of this?
Yeah. I've noticed this. I knew it was coming, the DenCon upgrade, and the gas fees are a lot better now. I tell you what, because I mean, those gas fees were starting to get stupid. You know, remember back in the day with NFT craze and you wanted to buy an NFT and you, oh, what? $200 worth of gas fees? 300? What? No way for this JPEG? And so, yeah, it looks like that's one of the things that this one was trying to do, see reduce transaction costs. And so a lot of the L2s are seeing these transaction costs depleting. So that's nice.
What is, I mean, why call it DenCon? I mean, I'm sure it stands for something, but what does it mean? DenCon upgrade.
I got a bad joke. Probably, but I don't know.
Right. There's an inside joke there somewhere. Let's call it DenCon. And the idiots on Bad Crypto will be like, what's DenCon? Uh-huh. Yeah. So all the gas fees are down. Actually, the there's a quote here. DenCon is about fee stabilization, not reduction. Okay. So what? Keep them high, but you know they're always going to be high. I don't understand what that is. Mm-hmm. The EIP 4844 proposal for improvement is also known as proto dank sharding, Travis. Didn't you do that before we started recording? You had to go proto dank shard.
It's totally dank. How dank? It's proto dank.
It's proto dank sharded. Oh, I think I just dank sharded myself.
Yeah, and this whole description is great. Also known as proto dank shard, which is aimed at reducing layer two transaction fees and enhancing data availability through blobs. So helpful.
I'm not smart enough to understand this new tech language.
Dude, I tell you what, it's really, it's like they spend so much time trying to make this shit sound so, oh, look at these big $10, $20 words we're using, and like dumb it down for people so they can understand what the hell's going on.
I'll just say this, DenCon, that proto dank sharding, Trav. That's all I got. Hey, look, Craig Wright is back in the news again. His claims of being Satoshi have been analyzed and apparently debunked by London's High Court of Justice. They have formally determined that Craig Wright is not Satoshi Nakamoto, the pseudonymous creator of Bitcoin. How exactly they came to that ruling was based on evidence, because there were lawsuits that were taking place in the British courts, and this is what they're saying. I mean, I don't think any of us thought he was anyhow, but there you go.
It's so weird to me, though, Joel. Like, why would he fight so hard to say that he's Satoshi if he's not Satoshi? I don't believe he is, but it's just like a weird narcissistic thing. And it's like, dude, if you're Satoshi, then just access the wallet, move some damn Bitcoin.
Move one sat. That's all you got to do. Move one sat. At case closed.
Unless there you lost all your shit, and then you're a dumbass anyway.
So they are saying that he is not Satoshi, nor has he written the white paper. He did not create Bitcoin or its software. I'm sure he was close to, you know, whatever was going on there. I feel that that's probably legit. If you want to read this, you can read the entire article and the findings on our show notes at badco.in/718. That's where you can find all of our show notes. You can, you know, we have one listener, Trav. I think he needs a shout out, right? He's I think he's in our Telegram, and he picked up on the show recently, and now his name, he goes by Super Rubes. There you go, Super Rubes. There's your shout out. He picked up on the show and loved it, and he started at episode one, went back, and he's like going through all of the old episodes just because
he's not going to hear this until like 2030,
right? Super Rubes. So there's your shout out in 2030, Super Rubes.
Yeah, well, that's good. No, you know, I'm thinking more about this Craig Wright thing, and I'm like, if you're not Satoshi and you're fighting it and you're trying to make everybody believe that you're Satoshi, like, you've got such a problem trying to overcompensate. Like, he must have a really tiny penis. It must be like minuscule. If he's going to be like, no, no, I'm Satoshi. I'm the man. Like, no, you're not. Get your dinky dick out of here.
Oh, man, this is some dank shardery going on here or something, something like that.
We said that at the beginning of the podcast. Bad Crypto, the home of the dank shardery.
So speaking of screwing up, this dude here, this dev, accidentally burnt 10.4 million in Solana token that was supposed to be used for a meme coin launch. So basically, this is 535,000 Solana, and he did this this thing. He tweeted, guys, I effed up. I burned the liquidity pool and the tokens that were set aside for the airdrop. Mint authority is already revoked, so I cannot mint them. There's nothing I can do to fix this. I am so effing sorry. Oh my goodness. Can you
that
imagine?
Today, mint time. Like, we're literally 18/24. That happened today. He just tweeted that out today. Oh my God.
They were going to launch this. The whole pre-sale fund is gone. Like, everybody that put in for this meme coin, it's lost. There's nothing that you could do about it. So if you invested in whatever this particular coin was, you know, and this is a reminder, this stuff is risky. You know, this is a new world that we're dealing with here in crypto, and the human element can really screw things up, as it appears that this guy did. I would not want to be him.
That poor guy. That's some dank shardery.
That is.
Oh my God, $10 million, bro. Like, that'd be so painful. Like, that dude's, he's not going to get good sleep for a long time. 535,000 Solana, and the price just keeps on trucking up. That is painful, dude. I feel for that guy.
Yeah. Now explain that. Explain this to me. Like, where everything else is falling, Solana is the only coin that is making moves up. Is it their marketing? What is it about Solana?
It's got to be the meme coins. Because if you look out there and, you know, you go on Dex Screener or Dex Tools and check out some of those other projects that are popping, a lot of coins that are popping up. Solana has such a huge meme ecosystem. And every time I go on there to try to play with some meme coins on Solana, dude, I just get wrecked. Like, everyone's like, oh, I'm going to go ahead and put two soul in this. Oh, and then they just rugged it. I was like, okay, great. They went to Solana. Like, every time, it's so weird. So there is so much wild, wild west shit, and people who are not getting punished over screwing people, like, without lube. So much dank shardery going on, bro.
Well, speaking of that, I'm going to move this story up right now. Speaking of screwing people without lube, Sam Bankman-Fried, the DOJ says should spend 40 to 50 years in prison, along with an $11 billion fine and forfeiture. I'm skeptical that he's going to get any judgment so harsh. But if anybody, you know, did people over without lube, it was Sammy.
Sammy. So, I mean, think about this, though. They, you know, FTX held so much Solana, right? They were one of the main people funding that thing. And so if they have some stuff hidden back, you know, that's like that's off the radar from people, like, if he got out of jail years down the road, like, if he should have to forfeiture all of his crypto or something, you know what I mean? Like, you hose all these people up, and then chances are, 5-10 years down the road, all those investors could easily be made whole by the value of all these tokens now, right? As they're blowing up, they made all kinds of investments and all kinds of startups that some of them are taking off. So I don't know. I think he got caught with his pants down at the wrong time. And if they could have waited, you know, if they hadn't gotten so blatant with what they were doing, he probably would have never got caught at all.
I'll tell you what, if he gets that kind of sentence, he's going to have his blobs proto dank sharded in prison.
Put his pants down. For 40 to 50 years.
Reddit is going to be the first major tech company to have an IPO in quite some time. I'm not sure when the last, you know, big one was, but Reddit, one of the biggest sites on the internet right now, and they're being proto dank sharded. They're being probed over their AI data practices. I mean, I wouldn't believe that there's anything going over, you know, on another left leaning social media site. Certainly There's no dank sharding happening over there.
Dude, a buddy of mine calls me up and he's like, "Hey man, so what do you think about the Reddit, IPO?" And I'm like, "Well, personally, I'm like, dude, half of those things are bots. It's all left-leaning. It's some of the worst trash that I've seen on the internet. The only good stuff that I see over on Reddit typically is the porn." So I'm like, why would I want to invest in that, right? And so I don't know, dude. The Reddit IPO does not sound good to me.
Because the huddled masses are there. Apparently, their data licensing practices for AI training are under investigation right now. The SEC is looking at them, the FTC is looking at them, and Reddit has insisted it has not engaged in unfair or deceptive trade practices. And if you believe that, I have some beachfront property for you in Oklahoma with a beautiful view of the proto-denksharding that is happening there.
You know what's weird to me about Reddit is that if any community could pump up and dank shard a token, it's totally the Reddit community. I mean, we saw what happened with Wall Street Bets, right? And how they coordinated and they were doing certain things. So it'll be interesting. I can see why the SEC and FTC want to keep an eye on what Reddit is doing because it could get crazy. There's some rogue actors over there, to say the least.
Speaking of AI, the governments of the world, are continuing to try to figure out how to put safeguards on it in, is it Britain? Is that where the MEPs are? That they are adopting laws on this. Yeah, the British Parliament is adopting laws to protect fundamental rights, democracy, the rule of law, and environmental sustainability from high-risk AI while boosting innovation and establishing Europe as a leader in the field. In other words, the government is going to make laws that will have the opposite effect that they intend to have on AI.
Whatever it's called, typically, it's the exact opposite of that. Normally, that's what it seems like.
The
So,
Artificial Intelligence Act.
right. They say it's going to have a ban on social scoring and AI will be used to manipulate or exploit user vulnerabilities. They're trying to put bans on those things. Probably they're trying to stop it so normal people can use AI and they're going to use AI to do exactly what they say they're going to ban, probably behind the scenes. And, also, dude, this is another thing I woke up with recently. I think it was this morning. This was maybe one of the first pieces of news, too, that I saw about Apple and Google and AI and Apple integrating Google's Gemini in their in the iPhone. Like, I'm like, good Lord, please no, not, dude. Google's Gemini is the worst of all the AI engines, and like, it's so biased and left-leaning, and it's trash. Like you'd think Apple would be building their own stuff, man. They would have, and I think maybe Joel, they were spending too much time on the Vision Pro and not enough time thinking about AI.
Perhaps so. I'm not a fan of this either, but you may have seen this story as well this morning, Trav, and that is that Grok is going open source as of today, and this is kind of Elon Musk's swipe at OpenAI, who he is of course suing, saying, "All right, fine, I'm going to do with this what you guys said you were going to do with ChatGPT."
Right. He trusted those guys a little too much. And hundreds of millions of dollars and invested and then didn't take any ownership in the project. And then there's some stuff going on. And then I saw that OpenAI had sent out some emails that Elon had sent them and was trying to sort of, take control of the narrative. But it's just definitely weird. So I think him popping out with Grok, which if you haven't used Grok, it's actually pretty hilarious. Compare it talks like a sarcastic right-leaning guy, really. And when you compare it to the other left-leaning AIs, there's a big contrast between the two. I don't use Grok as much as the other ones, but it's definitely different.
Well, you might. There's no usage restrictions. When he says open source, he means open source, no strings attached, according to this tweeter right here. So we'll see that. Finally, one piece of news from the NFT world. Starbucks is closing down their NFT program that they started. I really thought that there would be more from them, and perhaps this is just the first iteration. They played around. What they did, I don't think was particularly compelling. They just offered some collectibles. I didn't really see much there. that would be valuable in the future. Stamps is their platform. They're transferring them to Nifty Gateway, where people can continue buying and selling them. I think that Starbucks can do better. You do better, Starbucks.
Dude, I mean, they could have made that a really fun loyalty program type of thing, right? It's like, the more you come, the more points you get. You get enough points, then boom, you could earn one of one NFTs that open up discounts and who knows, merch and other things. I don't think that they had just a good person over there who was leading it sort of with good foresight.
They didn't really understand. By the way, this is just an aside about Starbucks. I was going through my Instagram reels this morning and I came upon Susie Orman, you know, who is a notable personality in finance. And she was saying she has never bought a Starbucks coffee. She thinks it's stupid to do that. She says if at the age of 25, you had taken the money every day that you spent on Starbucks and put it into your IRA, whatever, it with an average of 12% over your lifetime, you know, some years good, some years not so good, that by the time you hit 65, you'd have $1 million. So when you drink that coffee, when you buy that Starbucks every day, instead of making it at home for a fraction of the cost, just think of it as pissing away $1 million.
Right. That's sad to think about it like that. Now my heart hurts.
Now you want to start, you know, buy some McDonald's French fries now?
I do not. But thank you. I want to say thanks to everyone tuning in, listening to this. Well, I do notice an uptick in activity when the bull markets are going. So when people's crypto's popping, people are like, woohoo, let's listen to Bad Crypto and other shows. You can see it. So thanks for tuning in. I really appreciate you guys.
Yeah. And I want to say to all of the proto dank shard blobs out there that we're glad that you're listening. I think, Travis, I think we need to go to Dolly and have it make a proto dank sharding blob.
Blob for an NFT.
Yeah, we drop that as an NFT. If you are not in the Bad Crypto Nifty Club yet, then this is your wake-up call to do it, to go to badcrypto.uncut.network. There's also a link in the show notes and get one of these spinny membership NFTs. They are currently priced at $7. It is pegged to 0.002 ETH. So whatever that is, $7. And then you get the fun airdrops that we create. So sometime here in the next week, those who are holding this are going to get the limited edition proto dank sharding blob artwork exclusively dropped to your wallet. So there you go.
I love it. It's going to be proto. It's going to have lots. It's going to be totally dank.
Globular. And there will be sharding to make sure you stay back.
Who's bad?
The Bad Crypto Podcast is a production of Bad Crypto LLC. The content of the show, the videos, and the website is provided for educational, informational, and entertainment purposes only. It's not intended to be and does not constitute financial, investment, or trading advice of any kind. You shouldn't make any decisions as to finances, investing, trading, or anything else based on this information without undertaking independent due diligence and consultation with a professional financial advisor. Please understand that the trading of Bitcoins and alternative cryptocurrencies have potential risks involved. Anyone wishing to invest in any of the currencies or tokens mentioned on this podcast should first seek their own independent professional financial advisor.
I think I just sharded myself.
I dank sharded myself. I think the whole audience, there's like an epidemic of dank sharding happening right now.
Can you smell it?
Like this dude's listening to the show and his wife is like, what did you just do? He's like, I may have just dank sharded.
Oh my goodness.
Billy runs in from the other room. Dad, I don't know what's happening. Oh no. I see a dank shard blob.
Oh no.
It's viral. Viral dank shard.
Yourself, Jimmy.